This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. The new International Criminal Court in The Hague is now actually in the process of trying its first defendant for war crimes. He's the leader of a militia in the eastern region of the Democratic Republic of Congo. His name is Thomas Lubanga. He's charged with forcing children to become soldiers. He may face other charges soon for rape, murder, and mutilation. The BBC's Geraldine Coughlin is covering the trial. She joins us from The Hague. Geraldine, what about these charges against Thomas Lubanga? What exactly are prosecutors saying he did?
Well, the charges aren't quite clear yet. What we do know is that Thomas Lubanga has been charged with war crimes, namely enlisting children under 15 as child soldiers, and of designing the policy of recruitment for these children to take part in active hostilities in eastern Congo. When Thomas Lubanga first appeared in court, the judge said that because the prosecution is still preparing more charges against him, that the hearing had to be postponed until June. So we have to wait until then to find out specifically what the charges will be against him.
This is the first case for this International Criminal Court. How is this the first case?
Well, the court opened its doors in 2002, the world's first permanent international criminal court that has the authority to try individuals for war crimes and crimes against humanity. It's taken 4 years because the investigations are quite difficult for the prosecution teams. They've already carried out 60 missions in Congo, and it's taken them a long time to try to interview witnesses and different people, government members, civilians, and because of that, it's taken them a long time to actually prepare charges and bring somebody to court. However, the chief prosecutor, Luis Moreno Ocampo, he said that this is just the beginning now, and from now on, he expects a series of arrests quite soon.
How does this trial differ from a tribunal such as the one that tried Slobodan Milosevic, also in The Hague?
The International War Crimes Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia is an ad hoc tribunal. It was set up specifically to deal with war crimes right across the former Yugoslavia, Bosnia, Croatia, Kosovo, Serbia and Montenegro. So in that respect, that court will actually wrap up its work when it's finished dealing with the trials that are actually ongoing. It's expected to close its doors finally in 2010. On the other hand, the International Criminal Court is permanent. It won't close its doors, and it will continue to launch investigations and prosecute people suspected of war crimes worldwide.
With more work coming in the Congo. Thank you. The BBC's Geraldine Coughlin reporting from The Hague. Geraldine, thank you.
Thank you very much, NPR.